Every good Friday morning, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fate Me. And today on this show, we're going to talk mostly about college football. So if you're here for the baseball picks, you may want to fast forward to the final 3 minutes when we get to baseball. But what a night last night was. The NFL schedule makers definitely got it right to start the season. Three of the four games in primetime have been must-see TV. Last night, Washington and the Giants went back and forth. Not good for our over, but unfortunately, we got another loss in the NFL. But college football delivered last night. Thank you, Louisiana Lafayette. 49-14, easy cover over Ohio. And for those of you that played the under, you will not be happy with Billy Napier getting that touchdown in the final minute of the game. A little unusual that he scored there and didn't take a knee. But, if you had the over, you really liked that one. But we got the win in college football. We advance our college football record down to 24-19-2, 55.8% winning percentage year to date. Let's lead off with our early release plays. We're just going to recap what we dropped on the Monday podcast. For those of you that want a little more detail on the plays, once again, go back to a Monday podcast where we give the college football early release plays. Our five games we released on Monday: Central Florida, -7 against Louisville. The line is now 6.5 with most books. 68% of the public is liking Louisville right now. Doesn't faze me. That's just a stat I want to give you from Vegas Insider. Next up, the Miami Hurricanes, -6.5 against Michigan State. The line has actually dropped to 6 with most books. 67% of the public on Michigan State. And everything I seem to be reading online, I see Michigan State everywhere. I like that. I'm sticking with the Canes and not worried about what general public is doing on that play. Next up, we're going Notre Dame and South Bend over Purdue. Purdue can't even get their drum into the building. So how are they going to win a football game? We're going to play Notre Dame -7 against Purdue. The line is 7.5 with most books. We kind of talked about the trends there with Notre Dame when they are a 7-point or less favorite or a dog at home. Under Brian Kelly, he's been money in the bank, and this situation sets up, I believe, for Notre Dame. No look ahead to Wisconsin. They're going to focus on Purdue after struggling the last 2 weeks, and I think they'll take care of business against the Boilermakers. Next up, Troy, -10 against Southern Miss. The line is still 10 with most books, so we feel good about that. And then Utah, we locked in on Monday at -7. Got good value here. I see the line right now is 9 with most books. So we got 2 points of value playing the Utes early at the -7. Now, we did give you our Friday over-under play. So two games in college football tonight that are big-time games anyway. We had the Central Florida play, and then we also gave you the Illinois-Maryland under 61. We know Tagovailoa can score some points, and Maryland has a fairly good offense. But this is going to be a good electric atmosphere tonight, I believe, in Champaign with the Illinois fans. A little rowdy on a Friday night. They're the marquee game on TV, and I think they play this game tight, and that means they're going to have to play some good defense to do so, and that's going to lead to the under. So we're going to play Illinois and Maryland under the 61. Let's get to the rest of the college football card. We're going to give you 7 additional games for Saturday. We're going to lead off with West Virginia, -2.5 against Virginia Tech and the Hokies. The Hokies are 2-0 straight up and 2-0 against the spread year to date. They had that marquee win over Mack Brown in North Carolina on opening night, and then they got the eked out the cover last week against Middle Tennessee State. Meanwhile, West Virginia, 1-1 straight up and against the spread. They lost 30-24 to Maryland, and then they crushed somebody called Long Island T or something like that. A no-name school. We're not really counting that one, but they did play the football game anyway. But the angle on this game that I like is we like to play unranked home favorites versus ranked opponents, okay? These are the SportsCenter type upsets that really aren't upsets. At least the people in the desert know they're not upsets. And, yeah, West Virginia is an unranked home favorite against a ranked opponent. So we're going to lay the 2.5 and hope the Mountaineers cash against the Hokies. Next up, we have Nebraska at Oklahoma. The line is 22.5. Well, after the Illinois game, I told Scott Frost and his staff that they better list the house for sale. Randy Etzel's now gone at UConn. Clay Helton's now gone at USC. Scott Frost could be next up. It kind of has me speculating, what is the number from an embarrassment factor for the Nebraska boosters and the Nebraska administration to pull the plug on Scott Frost come Monday. If this game finishes at a 40 to 50 point rout for the Sooners, Nebraska's old time rival from the old Big Eight, I wonder if that would be enough. But we don't need to speculate too long, because I actually think Nebraska keeps it competitive, so we won't find out this week. So we're going to play the Huskers plus the 22.5 at Oklahoma. Then we're going to go to Boulder, Colorado. Marquee matchup between a couple Power Five schools, the Colorado Buffaloes, who played Texas A&M to the finish line last week, and the Minnesota Golden Gophers, who played Ohio State tough in the opener. P.J. Fleck, of course, his name's already circulating potentially for the USC job. He's always going to be a hot commodity. The Buffs year-to-date, 1-1, beat Northern Colorado, and then, we, like we said, lost A&M 10-7 last week. Minnesota, meanwhile, 1-1, 0-1-1 against the spread, lost by 14 at home to Ohio State, and then got backdoored by Miami of Ohio. They had a comfortable lead early in that game. Miami of Ohio made it interesting in the fourth quarter, but the Golden Gophers hung on to win by 5. My angle on this game is Minnesota has no Mo at running back. He's one of the best running backs in the country. The defense is definitely questionable, and this is their first road game, so that spells trouble for the Golden Gophers. So we're going to play the Buffaloes minus the 2.5 against Minnesota. Then we go out to Washington, where Washington State is hosting USC. The Trojans are now only favored by 8. Well, we were going to play this game on Monday, and they decided to fire their coach, and now we're still going to play the game. We're going to play USC minus the 8. Washington State 1-1 straight up. They lost by 3 to Utah State, beat Portland State by 20. But I expect USC to come out in this football game inspired. Maybe, you know, there's a sense of relief that, hey, Clay Helton was hanging in the balance. They get that off their mind because he's gone now, but they still loved him. So they're going to play hard for him. They're going to play hard for the new coaching staff. And knowing that they have most of their season still in front of them, I think they rally around this and they win this game by about 3 touchdowns. So I'll lay the Trojans, lay 8 with the Trojans at Washington State this week. Then in a very fun game, I expect, this is the total I expect to go to the moon. SMU taking on Louisiana Tech, and the spread or the line is over 66.5 on the total. Sonny Dykes comes back to La Tech. Meanwhile, Skip Holtz, he's going to have that team ready. La Tech has given up 35 to Mississippi State, 42 to some school called Southeast Louisiana. Not even sure who that is. SMU has had both games go under the total while scoring 56 and 35 so far this year. So, oh yeah, buckle up. I think this one might hit 100 between the Mustangs of SMU and Louisiana Tech. So we're going to play that one over the 66 total. Next up, we go to Lawrence, Kansas, where the Baylor Bears come to town, and it's an 18.5 point line. And my question to you is, what has Baylor done to earn this type of respect? They were 2-7 last year. They beat Texas State to start the year 29-20, and then beat Texas Southern, which isn't saying much. They did pound them, don't get me wrong, 66-7, but that's still not enough for me to justify a spread of 18.5. I'm on record saying I like this Kansas coaching staff, the new regime that's in town. I thought they played Coastal Carolina tough last week, at least for part of that game, and Coastal Carolina is way better than Baylor. So I think this game's going to be tight in the fourth quarter, and dare I say, we might have a live dog at 18.5 in Kansas. That's how much I like Kansas this week. So we're going to play the Jayhawks plus the 18.5 at home against the Baylor Bears. Then we go out to the West Coast. I always need a late night game to keep the juices going. And Arizona State's coming into BYU. Arizona State 2-0 straight up, 0-2 against the spread. They beat Southern Utah by 27, beat UNLV by 27. BYU 2-0 straight up, 1-1 against the spread. They beat Arizona by 8, and then they won the Holy War finally by 9. Guys, I understand. This is a spot where it says letdown, but I don't see it. I think BYU's too disciplined. They've already beat 2 Pac-10 teams. I think they get the hat trick in this one. I think they win the game outright. I'll take the 3.5 just in case. But BYU, I think, is probably the better football team here. So we're going to play BYU plus the 3.5 over Arizona State. So let's recap those 7 additional plays for Saturday. We are going to play West Virginia minus the 2.5 against Va Tech, Nebraska plus the 27.5 against Oklahoma, Colorado minus the 2.5 against Minnesota, USC minus the 8 over Washington State. We're going to play the SMU Louisiana Tech over 66 total. We're going to play Kansas plus 18.5 against Baylor. And we're going to play the BYU Cougars plus 3.5 over Arizona State. Now, let's go to baseball, where we finally figured out how to win a parlay. Just have one team get rained out, and then we hit it. We would have done that the entire time. We've had one leg hit almost every game, every parlay. So we finally got a parlay home. So congrats on that. But tonight, we're going to lead off with the game that really numbers don't matter. Seattle has gone 12 straight overs. Tonight, they go for number 13. We're not going to question the metrics in this game. We're just going to bet it blindly. Seattle and Kansas City over the 9 tonight is your leadoff baseball play, and I feel really good about it. So go Mariners. Let's make it 13 in a row. Then we go Oakland and the LA Angels over 8. Ohtani not starting for the Angels, so they're going to have an opener tonight. Meanwhile, Urban's pitching for Oakland. He's had 3 subpar outings before his prior or bad or solid performance, I guess, against Texas. But as I've gone on record, I watched the entire game, back-to-back games of Oakland and Kansas City. I don't trust any Oakland pitcher right now. So if you give me an Oakland over, I'm going to play it, and I'm going to play it especially at 8. So Oakland and LA over the 8 is game number 2. And then we're going to give you an upset special, Major League Baseball. Believe it or not, the Twins and the Blue Jays have yet to play this year, and they're going to play for the first time tonight. The Twins are going to have big Mike Pedina on the line on the mound. Since coming back from injury, he's pitched 8 innings, only given up 1 earned run. Meanwhile, Ryu is pitching for the Jays. He's allowed 7 runs in 3 of his last 7 starts, including the last time out against Baltimore. He gave up 7 runs over 2 1/3 innings. So Minnesota at a very juicy plus 180. We got to play it at that number. So the Twins are your third baseball play of the day. So there you go. There's your baseball card. Seattle, Kansas City over the 9. Oakland, LA over the 8. And the Minnesota Twins on the plus side, plus 180. What a day it's going to be. We have baseball, college football, and then, of course, we're right around the corner from the National Football League. We'll drop our NFL picks on Saturday. Hopefully we do a little better this time, but very happy about this college football card. So we wish everyone the best. As always, hey, be responsible with the bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.